This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Save Our Schools is launching an educational fundraising campaign, and we will find out more as we connect with Alma Pollard. She's the executive director of the Green Times, eco-consultant and coach. It's a good thing that we get to talk about water again, specifically since there's been a celebration of World Water Day. Good morning, Alma.
Absolutely. So last week, Tuesday, 22nd of March, was, of course, World Water Day, and I was down with a back injury, so yes. I missed out on discussing it with you. So I thought we would catch up a little bit. And this story really specifically focuses on a fantastic program that was launched by Save Our Schools. Mm-hmm. It's a non-profit, educational non-profit organization. And what they've done is they've launched this 10-week program that is running at the waterfront, where people can, and children, we are all children, aren't we, can go along and look for the hidden fountains of the waterfront. So the theme of World Water Day this year is groundwater. And it's something that we've touched on a few times, and we will be speaking about it more and more, because did you know that 99% of the fluid, fresh water on the planet, is underground? So it's this hidden, unseen source of water that we've not been aware of nearly enough. It's the most important water for our survival. It's also, interestingly for me, the same amount of water that is stored in snow and ice packs at the North and the South Poles.
Interesting.
So, yes. That snow, of course, needs to remain frozen. We do know that in terms of regulating our temperature. But so the bulk of our water is underground, and these sources are so important and so unknown. So they've created this lovely program where people can go along and trace these hidden fountains. And there's all sorts of fun activities. There's a wishing wheels where you can wish for stuff, and you can win stuff in competitions, and you win things from big brand names. There are donations happening along the way to community development programs, where they put better processes in place for access to water and sanitation. Because an enormous amount of people, we do know on the planet, 2 billion people on the planet don't have access to safe water.
Wow.
So the water issue is probably always going to be one of our absolute top issues. And this plays around into the importance of the Sustainable Development Goals, number 6, which is water and sanitation for everyone by 2030.
Wow.
Which is going to take some doing, because we've got 8 years to get water and sanitation to 2 billion people who don't have it at this point.
Yeah.
So I think we are all going to have to become water experts and water activists to look after, number one, our most important source, which is underground.
Yeah.
The main thing there is that we have to control the usage of it, because, you know, I've complained before that people willy-nilly sink boreholes and use as much as they like because they think it's free.
Exactly.
And we know that nothing is free. It costs. You know, even if it doesn't cost your pocket yet, it will in time, because they're having to draw up very important policies now to protect our underground sources, also to protect it from pollution. So absolutely everything that we use in our houses and in our gardens will end up eventually underground. So that's why you can't just use any chemical awful stuff and think, well, it's fine, it's out of my house now, so it's all good. We know that there's no way on this planet.
Yes.
It will end up in the groundwater. It will end up coming back to us when we need it most, because many countries in Africa, for example, survive entirely on groundwater. You know, we've got so little water on this continent, and with climate change unfolding at a pace, more and more people are going to rely on this underground source of water, which the Creator so perfectly created for us, as opposed to above-the-ground dams, where a vast amount of it evaporates. So it's not a very good engineering design, really.
Elma, just on what you've said and how easily we look at what we have and we forget that everything is in a cycle, particularly when it comes to water. We have a friend and she's traveling through Africa and from South Africa all the way from Cape Agulhas all the way to Cairo by road. And she's currently in Tanzania. She sent this message out yesterday. She said she was speaking to a man who's a Maasai man. He's 40 years old and he works in a town called Mashi. He's an artist who provides for his family. And she asked him, what's your biggest concern in life? And he said, our biggest concern is fresh water. I'm busy reading her post that she sent out yesterday. They have no water in the dry season. He says the children are almost unable to think at school. The people and the cattle have to share the same water, which means they have to boil it for 10 minutes before they can even have any of it to drink. Now, there's more to the story than that. That's the only thing they shared. So imagine that's your life where you're saying, I'm sorry, this just isn't enough. We have to share this with our cattle, and our cattle is our money. It is our livelihood. It's our food. It's our exchange. So we have to share the water between ourselves, and there isn't a lot, so we can all only have a little. What a life, Elma.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are so unaware because we turn on the tap, we've got water. Mm-hmm. And that means we've taken advantage of this resource that is incredibly rare, especially on this continent. And, you know, we just need to go back to our drought years because we've had a good lesson then. And remember what it's like when there's no water. Mm. You know, the thirst that you develop the minute you know there's no water around, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? And yes, when you dehydrate like that, the first thing that cuts out is your brains.
Yeah.
Your brain can't deal without water. So how, and the same with nutrition as well, which I'm, of course, passionate about. Mm. So many people just don't have the nutrition. And also, you know, growing food, you need water. You right. know that if you're growing your own veggies. If you want to grow veggies in the summer, you need a lot of water for that. So we need to absolutely treasure, I would say water is sacred. We have to treasure it. It's what our life depends on. And so there's quite a cool thing on the World Water Day link, which is in also in the story,
yes.
where you can go to the page and you can take the one-minute challenge, which, where they challenge people to make a 60-minute video about how groundwater influences your life. Is it enough? Is it safe? What am I going to do about protecting that? And then you can upload a little video to YouTube or Vimeo, and you can share it with hashtag My Groundwater Story or hashtag World Water Day.
Wow.
And so we can join a world focus on groundwater. And then, of course, I always say every day is Water Day. Because I work in the field, I don't, you know, make one day necessarily more special than others. If we can remember that every single day, water is absolutely precious. Let's make a little video. Let's see what we can do and how we can become part of a world awareness and spread that awareness to others around us.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.